Hello, this is Ken Pentel. In response to the rural economic question, I am calling to mention a couple things. One, Governor Pawlenty just does not seem to acknowledge the poor in his discussion, and he also does not acknowledge the need for health care for all people. I think this is really an important issue for statewide rural economic development. And then there are many other things. The ecological stress is not brought up outside of the fact that he is into corn-based fuels. I think that that's misguided. Attorney General Hatch is very vague on a number of his positions. And one would have to ask, I mean, the benefits of wind industry in Minnesota are strong, and he displays some numbers that are good, but ultimately we need to ask how much is actually leaving the state. There could be hundreds of millions of dollars that could still be staying in the state of Minnesota with our farmers, yet I think they're just getting crumbs when it comes to the real revenue being created through the wind turbines. So that's important. The other thing is that there's no clear discussion about a livable wage in the state of Minnesota, and talking about, you know, raising the minimum wage up to where it's a livable wage, where no one is in poverty. I do believe in a strong middle class, but if we take resources from the wealthiest in the state and invest it in those that are the most poor, the people in poverty, then the whole condition becomes stronger and the middle class inherently will become stronger. So I think we need to not just focus on the middle class, but focus on the poorest first. Invest in those, lift everybody up out of poverty, then the whole condition is stronger. Peter Hutchinson mentions the need for research in energy and other applications for value-added products in the state of Minnesota. In most of these areas, especially energy and other areas like growing crops for paper, things like that, those are already invented. We don't need research. We need application. We need it on the ground and being put into place so our practices now daily change. So there doesn't need to be any more research done or development. We need to get this stuff on the ground in action now. The technologies are there. Research is a diversion. The other thing is that he says he's the only one not tied to partisanship and special interests. Well, that's just an outright lie. He knows darn well that I am a candidate for governor, prepared to be governor, and I am not into partisanship. I am not into special interest money. We need, and I've been promoting, a multi-party proportional system, and he knows this, and so I want to eliminate that dishonesty as well. There are more than three parties running in the state. Leslie Davis is running as well in the American Party. So let's make it clear. We need to get the best ideas moving forward in the state to solve some very important problems, and rural Minnesota is the essential component for our ability to survive as a self-reliant state. We cannot continue to do this global craziness that Tim Pawlenty, our governor, keeps promoting. It's not that we won't have global trade, but first we need to stabilize our transportation and our import and export activity so we slow things down on this planet and we live more in balance here at home. So we don't need to disrupt people around the world to keep our excessive consumption going. We're stressing out the planet. We're stressing out local economies. We need to stabilize them. I'm the Green Party candidate for governor. I have got the most honest and relevant plan to do that. And one of the key components to making this happen is we have got to get big money out of politics. If we don't deal with the democracy issue up front, honestly, then we are not being honest about resolving these issues for rural Minnesota, and we are continuously being deceived by the big parties, the big money parties in our government. So the public has to get behind those candidates who are going to lead us towards a more honest democracy, which will then establish a more stable economy. And sustainability for many generations to come. Thank you very much. I hope this was coherent. Call me back if it was not. I'm at 612-387-0601, 612-387-0601. Take care.